This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and guess who's here this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
Trying to act coherent.
Yeah, well, it'll be an act.
Yeah, it will.
Exactly. Good to see you here this morning.
Good morning.
Been a while.
Yeah, you dragged me out this morning.
I did. Yeah, I did. Well, you know, it's I dragged you out.
I told you I wanted to come.
I thought that's kind of what you were talking about, so... Hey, there's old Buck. There's old Chuck Sport. Good to see Chuck and Diane the other night.
Oh, it was wonderful.
You know?
Wonderful.
Yep. Hunting dates are now updated on the DNR app, as is the guide to hunting and trapping. Chuck stays on top of that internet stuff as well he should. So those of you who are looking for the online regulations, they're apparently out there now. However, I did get a text from my adopted daughter. She said she couldn't find a link to the bear tag. She couldn't buy her bear lottery ticket the other day. I mean, her bear lottery application.
I'll look.
Yeah, look on that. So here's a link if you want it. You can use my phone.
Okay.
All right. So if you bought your hunting license, please let us know that you've been able to find that bear lottery on there so far. If not, and you bought your license already, now I guess you're going to have to go back in if you want to apply for the bear permit. But let's make sure that that's not the case, and then we'll report it. How about that? A little bit of stuff here from the folks at DNR. There's a new National Marine Sanctuary in Maryland, Mallows Bay in Charles County. Not sure that that's how that fares for fishing that area. I'm not sure how they're going to be allowed to do that, because most national marine sanctuaries won't allow fishing. So, I don't know. Let's see. 4th of July. Looks like we've got... Oh, there's the latest fishing report. July 10th. Trying to see what the rockfish alert is this time around. Okay, last week, Thursday, it was good. Friday, yellow. Today, yellow, 90 degrees. Tomorrow, yellow, 91 degrees. Monday, green, 89 degrees. And Tuesday, 91. So, excuse me, I'm sure this is not deterring the folks that are trying to fish for striped bass at the Bay Bridge. Wow, look at that. But look at that nice crab. 8.5-inch crab. Oh, my gosh. Look at that thing. That's crazy.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I know. It's on the Fishing Report.
They can't see it either.
What's that? No, they can't. No, I mean, I'm looking at Fishing Report online, but here's what July 10th through the 16th Fishing Report says. Chesapeake Bay anglers will experience another week of warm weather with low winds. There's a chance of rain or thunderstorms Thursday. Well, yeah, we know about the thunderstorms on Thursday. We drove through it.
That was bad.
And again, Sunday through Tuesday. So tomorrow through Tuesday, more thunderstorms. These hot, calm conditions will warm surface waters, limit oxygen being recharged to the deeper waters from the wind mixing, and increase the chance of algal or algal? It's algae, right? So would it be algal blooms?
I guess so.
A-L-G-A-L. Oh, well.
Sorry, you're the editor, not me.
Yeah, I know, but
you and my mother.
I don't know that I've ever seen the word algal and know how to pronounce it. Vern, is it algal or algal? Algal? Okay, I'll go with Al Jolson. Vern, our producer, is, I guess Chris is on vacation, and Vern's here to answer your calls at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Vern's a nice guy. We worked together in the past, and he'll answer your phones in a friendly manner and reserved and very, you know, just kind of professional way. And then, you know, he's not a wild man like Chris, you know.
You never know.
Well, I don't know. He doesn't look like he's going to yell at the callers. Are you going to yell at any of our callers? You are going to yell at the callers.
Smart man.
Good. I like it. Okay. Well, if you want to get yelled at, call in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-9226. He's already yelled at me. He hasn't yelled at you. He's afraid of you.
Everybody's afraid of me.
I know. Anyway, after the algal blooms, this will result in game fish remaining at similar locations, but moving to slightly shallower depths just above the don't fish below this depth mark in the coolest water available. Since rockfish will avoid water temperatures above 84 degrees at this time of the year, they're being squeezed into smaller areas with adequate temperature and oxygen, as always. Best fishing areas could be further refined by intersecting these cool, oxygenated areas with underwater points, hard bottoms, drop-offs, and large schools of bait fish. So they're going to go where the food is. Food's going to go where the oxygen is. Fish are going to follow the food. Base surface salinities are well below normal for this time of year, but improving slightly, I guess, until that deluge the other night. Salinity at the Virginia state line on the west side of the bay is about 8 parts per... Parts per PPT. What is that? Parts per 1,000? I don't know. While on the Tangier side, it's saltier at 12 ppt. Most of the bay's shallower waters, anglers will find adequate oxygen for game fish from the surface to the bottom to avoid low oxygen conditions in the deeper channel waters from the Bay Bridge down to the state line in the lower Potomac River. Avoid fishing deeper than 20 feet. Bay water temperatures continue to increase. Peak temperature typically occurs slightly after mid-July. For the mid to upper bay from Annapolis north, and also the Chop Tank area, water temperatures are already in the low 80s. For the Potomac River Point Lookout, surface water temperatures have risen to the low 80s, while water temperatures at Little Falls has risen to the mid-80s. So check the online water temperature by depth, and you can see that right on the DNR website if you like. So a little fishing information there. You're not going to check that?
No, I'm checking this.
Are you just, what? No, what are you checking?
You just made
compass?
No. Well, I don't know. You told me to check the one with the bear.
Bear tag. Thing, right? Yeah.
Is it a bear stamp? What is it?
Yeah, it's a lottery. Bear lottery.
Okay, but you don't have to buy a stamp first. Okay. I saw the lottery, but there was no link. Hold on.
No link. Okay. You want to go to the compass website to buy your fishing license, hunting license.
I'm on the thing that tells you how to get to it. Or you push the links.
Yeah, okay. Push the links. See what happens.
There's no link.
They make it easy, don't they? No, they don't. That's the point. They don't make it easy. So anyway, if anybody applied for the bear thing, let us know. 410-WCBM-680.
I can't find it.
Okay. If you can't find it, it's probably not to be found.
Through the compass. Wait a minute. It doesn't have the.
You got to go to menu and see, and you know, click on the different things that you want to buy. So maybe our listeners are paying attention. We'll see. They usually do. Anyway, Chuck and I turned 65 this year, and guess what? We get a $5 senior hunting license now. We don't pay $24.50. We pay $5 now.
Oh, you left yourself so open.
For what?
Nothing.
Old jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just because you're young. And, you know, hey, I know how to pick them, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She'll go with that. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. So, anyway, if you pick up a copy of Maryland Loves Crabs or go to mdlovescrabs.com, you will see that we have written in there an article on page 12 about the NOAA Nowcast, N-O-A-A Nowcast, which tells you in the Chesapeake Division 5 different things. It's water temperature, wind, salinity, and something else. Here's Bill in Finksburg. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
The bear lottery doesn't start until July 15th.
Okay.
When you'll be able to sign up for it.
All right. Did you see a news release, or have you been online looking, or what?
No, I went online the other day. I'm a avid hunter.
Yeah.
I like to hunt bear.
Have you ever gotten one in Maryland?
No. I seen four last year, and I did get my permit 3 years ago in the bear lottery system. I think it's a little crazy, but, you know, what I really don't like is you don't get your $15 back.
Well, you know, that goes to help the farmers that that are suffering bear damage out in western Maryland. That did you know that? It goes into that fund.
Excuse me. I think it was 10 years ago. I grow a fairly good-sized garden, and bear came in and ate up my cantaloupes.
Now, where is that, Bill? In Finksburg or where?
Yes.
Really? A bear came into Finksburg and ate your cantaloupes 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're here. There's no question they're here.
Oh, yeah. If you ever run across one, the only thing you got to do is bark like a dog and they'll run.
Bark like a dog.
Yep. They'll
okay.
Run like crazy.
Okay. What if they have a taste for dog?
They don't have a taste for dogs.
Oh, they do. They won't eat a dog. Oh, okay.
No, they run from them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you told me that. So,
citizen some information out there, you know.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, bark like a dog, huh?
That's all you got to do, and they'll run.
All right. You don't have to howl at the moon. You just bark like a dog.
Yep. Just bark like a dog, and they'll hear it and pump up and run like crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a picture of Chuck sent me a picture off his trail camera. He's got bears up in Emmitsburg. And,
okay.
They've been trouble up there for a couple of years. They tear down his deer feeder and stuff. So, you know, it's...
They'll get the deer feeder, their bird feeders.
Yep.
They'll do all that kind of stuff.
Barbecue grill.
Yeah, they'll lick on that, too.
3D archery targets. They'll chew them up and tear them apart. So...
Yeah, I saw the four up in Sebillasville last year.
Sebillasville. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, were you hunting up in Sebillasville?
I was up there for the muzzleloader season during deer, you know, the first day.
Right.
I had a mom and three cubs come up.
Yep.
And they didn't bother me. I didn't bother them. I just got my phone and I tried to take pictures, but I couldn't learn how to take pictures fast enough.
I got it. And you got that down pat now, right?
Oh, yes.
I got it. Well, the 15th, that sounds like Monday, right?
I believe so.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, we'll wait for the press release and see what they have to say. They usually run that through end of August, if I remember right. So.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yep.
And then they have the drawing on the 3rd of September.
Yep. I have applied every single year.
Well, good luck.
I've been drawn 3 times.
Oh, you're very lucky.
And I have and my adopted daughter was I was her sub permittee a couple years ago.
All right.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. And 10 minutes before shooting time, we had a bear at 10 feet.
Best way to get a bear is let Alan fall asleep.
Yeah, they'll sneak right up on you. So, all right. Hey, Bill, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Good luck on that lottery. Hope you get a ticket.
Me too.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks, man.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Chesapeake Outdoors over there. And I was just there yesterday. They were out of crab magazines again. That's the third time I've stocked them up. How about that? That's pretty cool, huh?
That's very cool.
Yeah, a lot of people go in and out that door. And They do have everything for crabbing, that's for sure. All the way down to the apparel. You know, the Grundens apparel that the watermen wear? The boots and the rain gear and the apparel, they got all that. The extra tough fishing boots. But, I mean, if you think about it, they are Kent Island's crabbing headquarters with crab pots and traps and nets, ready to go trot lines and trot line components, and plenty of crab bait, you know, the frozen bait, crab seasonings and steamers, licenses and ramp permits, Yeti sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses. I got my two confused here. I looked at the wrong logo in the wrong place. And Bubba Blade knives if you want to catch a fillet and release. They're located Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit right there in Kent Island, across the bridge, 410-604-2500. They've got those brand-new stainless steel crab steamers, the last crab steamer you'll ever need to buy, 40% off the spring trolling baits, 20% off Bradley smokers, and more. Don't forget to get ready for bow season. Go and see my buddy Pete. He'll take care of you. He'll fix your bow. He'll repair your bow. He'll inspect your bow, and it'll be all good. And plenty of crossbows, too, like the Raven and 10-point and even more. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500 on Kent Island. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yeah,
I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoots, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yep, my banker told me he's working on a tax deduction. I don't know why his banker's doing it rather than his accountant. But maybe he couldn't get accountant in the song as well as he could get banker in there.
It wouldn't have sounded as good.
No, but you were rather amusing during the break.
Can we get a tax deduction for wearing earrings?
I don't know. You wear hoop earrings, put a set of headphones on, and then when the wire gets stuck in the hoop earrings, it's very entertaining to watch.
And then when you get it out, it goes right back in.
Right back in. Yeah, that was even better. Gotta love it. All right, let's see what's going on here on email. Let me see. Anybody emails? Nope, not yet. Hold on. Wait a minute. 410 emails. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. Crabbing seems to be picking up. in certain areas, according to the folks I visit when I deliver the magazines. You know,
I just want to get some number ones this year. We haven't been able to get them.
I know. It's okay. We'll get some. Now that the 4th of July is over, the prices will start coming down. The crabs will be more become more abundant if it ever stops raining, you know, and the temperature cools down another 10 degrees. We'll be good. We'll be good.
We need some before Tuesday.
Oh, now you tell me. Okay, great.
Thank you.
No problem. Before Tuesday, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll do what we can. Do what we can. But, you know, it's funny when you go to as many crab houses as I go to, you know, and talk to the crabbers, the wholesalers, the retailers, and all of them, they all have a different answer. Getting any Maryland crabs? Yeah, we're getting some. Are you? Yeah. How are they? Well, some of them are really good, but, you know, some of them are light. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's been a tough year. I know it's been a tough year. Then you talk to the next guy. Oh, man, look at some of the best crabs of the season right now. They're really running good. You know, I mean, how do you know?
Crabbing's like fishing.
Crabbing is worse than fishing. Crabbing is, especially when they're selling them, you know, because you never know.
I know. We have a guy that we get them from who we really enjoy getting them from, but yep. You have to wait till the last minute to find out because you never, right now, because of how they've been so sketchy, you never know when the crabbers are coming in.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So, yeah. So, and, you know, Gulf Coast, there have been very few crabs from Louisiana this year.
There's not going to be any
not
after today.
Not going to be any after today either, that's for sure. So, you know, that's Louisiana is a big source for Maryland crabs, and they just haven't had, well, they've been flooded out and had nothing this year. So crabs are coming from further north, Virginia, North Carolina. So, but the Gulf has been flooded all year. I guess those, these, you know, these spring storms we've had, you hear about them in the Midwest, you don't pay much attention to them, but everything in the Midwest flows into the Mississippi, which flows into the Delta, which they have the same issues that we do with the salinity and everything else. Fresh water, high water, and bad conditions. So it's, you know, it's going to be one of those years. As usual, wait till fall to get your best crabs. They're cheaper. They're bigger. They're, you know, they've gone through a couple sheds, and they're fuller. They taste better in the fall. My opinion, personal opinion.
Oh, I love them in the fall.
Yeah, me too. So
I will agree with it. I'll agree with one thing with you. You're right on that one. Take it while you got it.
Whoa, hold on. We got to mark this down. At 529.35, Robin Ellis said Alan Ellis was right about one thing. Log that.
You got that, Vern?
All right. He's on the line. Hey, guess what, folks? We're going to talk about snakeheads and bass and other stuff in the next hour. Dr. Joe Love, who's always a delightful guest, is going to be here.
He's always fun.
And he's going to talk about blue catfish, if you're listening, Doug, and some other stuff that Doug, my buddy, did.
I know, that brought the catfish.
Yeah, he's been catching perch and rockfish now, too.
That Alan loved eating.
I like those blue catfish. I didn't like cleaning them, but I liked eating them.
I lost it after you cleaning them.
Why? No? They stunk?
They stunk.
Well, catfish stink.
Ugh.
Yeah. And we have, you know, and doing them in the kitchen is a lot different than doing them outside somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll get water out back and have some. I got a little cleaning station out there, which would be nice. So, but one thing about cleaning them inside, no flies.
You and I are going to have issues.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. There was a young lady who swallowed a fly.
I had a soda sitting by the bed last night, and I went to take a drink out of it, and there was a fly in it, and I almost had a heart attack. And he got his giggles out of it.
I did. It was pretty funny, actually. So
well, you didn't even know about it until I came back from.
Well, you told me about it. It was a hilarious story. And we won't go into any more further detail other than that.
No, please.
It or we could.
Awful. No, just zip it.
Zip it. Are you being entertained yet, Vern? Oh, good. Okay. Glad to hear it.
You should be at our place.
Yeah, It's interesting. We heard a noise this morning. 3 o'clock this morning, we go out to get in the car.
I've never heard anything like
I've never heard anything like it. I don't know what it was. We couldn't track it down. We don't know if it was animal, vegetable, or mineral, but we assume it was some kind of animal or bird. But it almost sounded like a, didn't it sound like, almost like a hound bawling? Did it sound like?
It was, I tell you, and I'll be honest, what I told you before, because the way in the pattern it was,
yeah,
it sounded between a owl that mated with a coyote. I mean, it just did. And that's what the sound was. It was a very, you know, owls are very rhythmic.
Yeah, it was rhythmic.
It was rhythmic. But it sounded more like a fur-bearing animal than a bird.
I mean, it sounded like a baying coon hound. But
no.
Mm-mm. No?
No, not even close. Mm-mm.
From our biologist in-house
this
morning.
No, from the grandmother of a dog that is a baying pain-in-the-butt coon hound.
Oh, we know about that one, but yeah, but it was odd. We tried to track it down. I don't know if it was. It could have been an owl, of some kind.
It did, but
it wasn't a screech owl or any owl that I've ever heard.
I didn't mean
before.
The two animals made it, but
no,
I
know what you mean.
The mixing of their two voices.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Laura would have been freaked out. We were.
If we weren't so late, we were going to chase it.
Yeah.
The sound.
Yeah. Why were we late?
That wasn't me. I was ready. I was in, ready to go. You were still in your office printing stuff out. I don't even want to hear it. I didn't put makeup on. I didn't do anything but put clothes on and walk out the door. Nope. Mm-mm. Not blaming me. Nope. Nada.
But it's so fun to get your reaction.
Not this time.
Okay.
I make you late lots, okay? But not today.
Not today. Okay.
And I even didn't get out of bed till the last minute.
But we started towards it. We got closer, and then all of a sudden we got farther away. So did it move, or did we get out of range?
No, it was down by the... I tell you, it was down by that pond, and you were going out towards the highway, so it was farther away.
Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah.
That's just...
It wasn't that far. It wasn't really that far from the house.
No, I'm telling you, it was down by that pond, back in that place.
We'll have to get up at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning and go out
like
and listen
hell.
For it. Do we have a caller that could possibly save me from this?
No, I think they're having more fun listening to me give you crap.
They might be. Vern is. He's enjoying it, right? All right. I haven't even gotten to my email yet. I did get an article for the next quarterly, which is coming out the 1st of August from... Jim Amrine, and it is how to hack your bow sight. Hacks to make your vision, your sighting better on your bow, be more accurate.
You better get a caller because I got no idea what you're talking about.
I figured not. So, but our listeners know. They know what's going on.
Well, they need to call and talk to you about
for
it
the
because
most part.
I'm lost.
I know. That's good. I like to lose you on a subject sometimes.
Takes a lot to do it.
Let's play that game again, see who wins.
I think I won the last one.
I don't think so.
Oh. I won the first one.
Yeah, once. I let you. You got lucky.
Oh.
Clyde Sports Shop, you know, is one of our great sponsors, been with us for a very, very long time. And good people, Bill and Clyde and all the rest of them that work at Clyde Sports Shop. And guess what? The fishing hotline's back up, right?
It is back up. I listened to the whole thing.
Apparently, they fixed us. 410-247-2474 fished. See, how do you like that? 410-247-3474. One of our listeners can check it and listen to it, and then they can give us a report from Clyde's Sports Shop. If you like to fish, Clyde's has everything in the world for you for fishing. I mean, freshwater, saltwater, trolling. They've got it all. They've got fish and tackle in there for every type of fish imaginable. And I was just looking at their ad in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, and they have got anything and everything, including their own spice brand, the custom crab seasoning, aluminum steamers, crab bait, salted eel, and chicken necks. They got the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the mallets, the baskets and lid, the new baskets and lid, wooden baskets and lids. Right there. Tarred line, Loctite, snood trot line, 10-pound trot line weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, the Pasadena crab traps, the topless crab traps are all stacked up in there, the commercial crab pots, the crab hotels, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Rod and reel repair, line replacement, and all of the above. Why not stop by and see them today? They're open 7 days a week at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. 247-FISH is the fishing hotline. Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, let's see. We've got, oh my, we've got a lot of emails from John B. Is he emailing you too?
I'm trying to email him back, but somebody keeps talking to me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we'll stop that here, maybe for the rest of the day. The Chesapeake Forest Lands debacle, I will call it that. We are hearing from a few people. We need to hear from more of you if you are involved in the Chesapeake Forest Lands. If you are part of a lease, we need to hear from you. There is a strategy session. There's a meeting on Monday of some concerned people, and the concerned people involve people in the forestry and agricultural community. There are some people who are land leasors, and they are very concerned about what's going on. That is that's coming up Monday. There will be a meeting also planned for a later date in about 10 days or so. Get on the email list if you have any concerns about the Chesapeake Forest Land. There are 250 clubs involved here. I'm not sure how many individuals. It's a lot of land. But they have extended the public comment period. I just had that thing up here a minute ago. Hold on. Let me find it. Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Where is it? I get so many emails. There it is. Nope, that's not it. Daggone it. Oh, my. Sometimes I hate dealing with email during the show because I can't find it. I got too many Maryland departments coming in here. Doggone it. Hey, I'm hearing TV.
Vern, I'm hearing TV in my headphones.
Or maybe I'm hearing it here. Yeah. So maybe you could step in here for a second and take care of that while I'm trying to figure out something here. And talk online while I'm looking for the source for that Chesapeake Forest Land. There it is. Yeah. If you don't mind muting those, that would be great. Here it is. Comment period for hunting leases extended. Deadline has been extended for the hunting lease proposal. Comments are going to be available online to the public through August 19th. And they're going to restructure the Chesapeake Forest Lands lease program. It will accept your comments online through August 19th, the one-month extension. The meeting was June 18th. They made the proposal, and there were a lot of people at the meeting and didn't really care for it that much. Now, let's see if this is a PDF or if it's a PowerPoint. Nope, it's a PowerPoint. So if you go online and want to see the proposal, and rather than have it in print, they run you through this entire PowerPoint, 37-page PowerPoint production. So if you just want to go to DNR website and Google Chesapeake Forest Land or Forest Hunting Leases or something like that, you can see what's going on. But everybody I've heard from is concerned about it. I'd like to hear from more of you. And that email address to me is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will take care of getting that to the correct people who are involved in this I don't know even what to call it. Action. That would be good. Action, right? Yeah. So somehow I've been brought into it, and that's okay. But I'm kind of like, as I said before, the conduit to because I have this format, the radio show, you know, I can reach people that, since you can't get the list from DNR or forestry of the club owners, we can only reach out like this. So, and social media. So if you have social media and you reach a lot of people, maybe you could tell them on social media that Alan Ellis on the Outdoors and Radio Show is looking for interested people from Chesapeake Forest Land to send him an email with their contact of club members, more so club officers, presidents, treasurers, secretaries, and things like that. And the email address to mail all that stuff is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can do it today. You can do it now. You can do it this weekend. I'd really like to have it before Monday morning when the first meeting takes place of the assembled group of people. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And it's a typical summer day, Vern. A lot of calls. You know, people are away. People are sleeping in. People aren't getting up early to hunt. You know, it's hot out. It's humid. It's, you know, it rained, and it's going to rain again this weekend. So I understand it. But, hey, look, we're here every Saturday, whether you want us to be or not. Right, Vern? Right. I'm dying to say it.
Right,
I'm dying to say it. Know what I mean, Vern?
Mm-hmm. I know. I knew you couldn't.
You've never heard that before in your life, have you? Never before.
Mm-mm. Mike's brother-in-law was a Vern. We said it all the time.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who started it?
The one for...
what was his name?
Jim Varney.
Yes, Jim Varney. That's right. Ernest.
Told you I beat you at trivia.
Know what I mean, Vern? Yep. He used to do commercials for Gallagher's. Did you ever hear of Gallagher's? It's a dairy company up in Pennsylvania. He'd be sitting at the dining room table having a bowl of cereal, and you never did see Vern, but he was touting Gallagher's milk on his cereal.
I remember.
So, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Know
what
I mean?
Was it Gallagher's milk?
Yeah, Gallagher's. Gallagher's. Gallagher Dairy. He did that. Then he did a series of movies, Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest Goes to wherever he went to, all these places. But, yep, good guy. Passed away, didn't he? Jim Varney died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I don't think he was a relative of Stuart Varney on Fox, was he? I don't think so. Oh, good grief, we need a caller.
I was upset you were saying things running through my head like there's no...
Yes, we do.
Oh, man. We haven't got through a full hour yet.
Nope. We have a guest next hour, though. Joe's going to talk about a bunch of stuff, which is good, which is really good. All right. Anybody have a joke? Anybody have a... I know.
Oh, God.
I know. Here. No. Trivia question, okay? Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs was a group popular in the 60s, mid-60s. They did a couple songs. They did Ring Dang Dude. They did Wooly Bully. They did a couple others. In the song Wooly Bully, in one of the verses, Sam says, "Let's not be L7. Did you ever hear that lyric?
No.
Talking about learn to dance. Let's not be L7. What does L7 mean in the song Wooly Bully? Do you know? L7?
I have no idea.
Ah, see, I do.
I was barely born.
You were a little kid. Yeah, you were probably four.
Yeah.
Three, four, five.
So, see, it doesn't count.
See, I was a teenager. I was listening to him in concert.
Somebody from Westminster's going to save us.
Wes is going to save us. Wes is always good for that. Yeah, Wes's son won a muzzleloader a couple years ago.
I remember.
Yeah, we're going to have to reach out to CBA again. Yeah, all right, we'll do that. After Wes? Okay. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Alan.
Good, what's up?
For fishing licenses, we're heading to Ocean City. Do we need to get saltwater license to fish Ocean City?
You need to be registered to fish the ocean.
Okay.
Just go on the Compass site and see what it says. I don't think you need a license for offshore, or maybe you do. You caught me off guard on that one. You used to not need one, but now they want to register everybody.
You know, my sons and I were talking about it last night, you know, and we were saying, we're not sure whether we need one or not.
You know, you caught me off guard. Because they started this registration thing and trying to track the recreational anglers, I'm not sure if you have to pay for the license or if they just want you to register for the offshore fishing thing. Are you going inshore, offshore, what?
We'll be mostly in the bay, back bay.
Yeah, so you got your own boat and you're going to be in the back bay. Okay.
Yeah, actually we're going to rent a boat down there. Our boat's not running this year.
I got it. Okay. Yeah, somebody else can help me with that, that's listening and help me out with that, because, you know, we don't go that often. We do have a trip, the boat license will cover that. The charter boat captain will cover that, you know, but that's coming up in early August. So anyway, Wes, I'm sorry. I don't have the answer at my fingertips. I might need to look at that. Robin,
what do we need?
We need to know if he needs a fishing license to fish in Ocean City and the back bays of Ocean City. Go back on the compass system and see what you can find.
I never found the compass system the first time.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you didn't? Oh.
I found something. I don't know what I found. I got it. Just.
Robin's got
it. Right,
Robin. She's a research arm here, so we'll get that going here shortly.
Good to hear on the air.
Yeah,
she
nice.
Wants to do it more often.
She wants to do it more often, so we'll see what happens. So. All right, buddy. Thanks. We'll just keep listening. We'll do our best.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Right, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. There goes Wes. All right. Chesapeake Outdoors, you know, they have a lot of stuff for fishing and crabbing. And hunting season's right around the corner. You know, they got the Matthews bows. They've got the crossbows, the Mission crossbow, the Sub 1 XR. That's the hot one. The Raven R26 and R29. Clearance sale on all Hoyt bows. They have 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. They'll take care of your custom arrows and bow tuning and accessories as well. The Matthews Vertex, that's the hot one from Matthews. They've got it in stock. Chesapeake Outdoors, everything for crabbing, everything for fishing, everything for hunting as well. Don't forget, Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives, rods, reels, and tackles. Rod, reels, and tackle. Yeah. And all the spring trolling baits are 40% off, 20% off Bradley smokers, 20% off the Andy trolling rods, and much, much more. All at Chesapeake Outdoors. Located at off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's a Dominion Road exit on Kent Island, Maryland. That's right. It's technically Chester, but, you know, put it in your GPS, just say Chesapeake Outdoors, and it'll pop right up. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun.
Okay.
I didn't get any of my granddaddy's gun. Answer the question on Ocean City, right?
Yeah. You have to have a sport license or fish. You have to have a saltwater fishing license. Either the and it depends if you're a resident or a non-resident. Because residents are $12, non-residents $22.50. But you can also just get a seven-day pass.
Okay.
For either $6 or $15.
Resident or non-resident. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that covers Chesapeake Bay as well, though.
Yes, it covers.
So if you have a
Chesapeake Bay, it's tributaries, state waters, of the Atlantic Ocean. Atlantic Ocean, coastal bays, tributaries.
So if you have a Chesapeake Bay license, it covers you for the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. That's what I knew it was a combo, but I didn't know if you had just had one for Ocean City. You know, if you're only going there. So the answer is yes, you do need one.
Just one of the regular state licenses.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, I hope that answers the question for Wes. Circle Hooks, Glenn from Chestertown. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning,
good,
Glenn.
Rob. How you doing, Glenn? That's Robin saying hi.
Yeah. All right. Well, I said hi, you and Robin.
Oh, okay. Oh. Missed that part.
Yeah. Hot enough for you?
Way too hot.
Yeah.
You can keep it.
How about you? Yeah. You been out and about?
A little bit.
Yeah. All right.
Like the circle hooks. How come they went to them?
To keep people from deep hooking striped bass.
Mm-hmm.
They say the J hook on chum and live bait will go too deep in the fish and kill it. And even if you get it out, it's going to cause too much stress. Whereas the circle hook, the way that hooks is right in the corner of the mouth, and it doesn't it easier to get the hook out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's the answer to that.
There really was another question I had for you, but I couldn't think of it. I know I've been wanting to ask you about something.
I got it. Well, that's it. That's it. So.
Let's see. Well, I guess with a month and a half ish or so, you're starting that dove season.
Yeah, dove season.
Well,
something.
Goose season. The resident goose season.
Yep. You got it. So, all right, buddy. Well, we'll talk
right,
soon, okay?
Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
All right.
Thanks.
See you, Glenn.
Wait.
Bye-bye. Shane in Farmville. How you doing, Shane?
Fine. Thank you, sir.
What's up?
I'm going to head to Maryland and probably rent a cabin at Tuckahoe and fish that.
Right.
And I was thinking of going to Blackwater and fishing. And I have a 16-foot flat bottom. Is the best place to drop in, is that Shorty's Wharf?
I'll tell you what. Here's what I would do. There's an entire website devoted to water access on the DNR webpage.
Okay.
And you can look at the entire area if you want to check by county or whatever. It gives you every location of every ramp, you know, and lets you know what's accessible, you know, just for kayaking or for, you know, backing your boat in or anything else. And I think that would be your best solution on that.
Okay.
All right. Now, you're going to fish for snakeheads. I'd center my activity down around Dorchester County, down around the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge in that area.
Okay.
And if you stay tuned through the next hour, our guest is Dr. Joseph Love, and we're going to be talking a lot about snakeheads.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're listening from Farmville. Are you listening on the app?
I'm on the computer. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, we have a WCBM app too, so don't forget about that. You can take us with you anywhere you go.
Oh. Okay, great, man. So have you fished it, Blackwater?
I have in the past. I haven't fished it recently. I haven't caught a snakehead yet, but we've been a little waylaid here for the last couple of years as far as our fishing.
My fault, not his.
Yeah, Robin's had some stuff going on, but we're okay, you know.
Great, then.
All right, so stay tuned. Dr. Jill will be right up after the news at the top of the hour.
Well, sir, thank you kindly.
All right, Shane, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. And Dr. Joe, he can stay on hold, you know, if he, you know, till after the news. So we're good for that. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. Well, we're out of time, aren't we? When are you starting the music? About 30 seconds, you're going to start the music. Okay.
You got to talk for another 30 seconds.
I got to. Well, that's usually no trouble for you. I will remind the people about Chesapeake Forest Land. Okay. If they would like to contact me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, that would be good. Mostly principals in the club. If you're a member, that's fine. But, you know, if you know who the president or the officers are, that would be good. We need to get as many clubs represented as possible. There's 250 of them, and we might know, I don't know, 30 so far. So let's ramp it up a little bit, folks. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is how you do that. And I will get back to you and follow up with you. What do you have to say?
Is it right time?
Yeah, we have time to say what?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.